I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
I have a leg injury and a foot injury right now.
A leg and a foot. Are they on the same
side of my body?
Side of your body,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Left.
What happened to you?
I got stung by a bee. And then I think I got stung by another bee.
Oh, come on.
I think I did.
When did this happen?
Last night. Last night. Who knew?
It's Mike Schoep.
Just never thought about getting stung by a bee at night.
I don't know.
But there would still be bees at night.
I guess.
That to sound like the flat earth thing.
Right,
the bees just don't disappear when it gets dark.
Okay, but I've never seen one at night.
Well, it's dark.
And the bulldog.
Maybe they would not be out at night, but you disturbed it, so it came out and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they weren't expecting me.
I'm in here trying to watch the Vietnam War on PBS,
right.
And you're what are you doing sitting down in the chair? This is my time.
You are not supposed to.
Right.
This is our time.
Right.
That's what the bee said.
Right.
So, on behalf of the other bees.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I'm hurt.
Right? Why are you hurt?
Nothing. I did this thing to my thumb, and it didn't seem that bad on Saturday, and I really didn't do anything. And now it I don't think it's infected, but it's in a bad. It's on my thumb. It's on the face of my thumb.
What is the face of your thumb?
The face is like the business end of your thumb.
So where the fingerprint is.
Yes, right, opposite the nail. And it's a bad spot.
Two.
Yeah, well, that's right. And it is my left. So, you know, I should be able to get by because I am right-handed. Anyway, sorry. No one really needed to know this. I'm just killing time because I only realized when the Open started playing that it was 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
Well, that's right. It is. And we will do our power rankings. My sigh was for everybody watching the soccer game because it's so tense.
Yeah.
I love how this can happen. Like, it's not at all confusing to me why I've got millions of people as company that are just like very casual, if that, about this sport. And then right now, it's just like the only thing in the world. It's just so cool how sports can do that.
Yeah.
Like,
sports, yes.
I mean,
gambling helps, I think, but yes, sports in general.
I'm a 3, maybe a 4 when it comes to soccer. I'm not a 1, but I'm not a sneaky Joe or somebody.
Right.
Or Zach, even.
I'm probably about the same, although I feel like I follow Man United more closely than you follow Borussia Dortmund. Is that your team?
Okay, yeah, that's right. Or Everton.
So if you're, what are you, a 3? You said a 3, maybe I'm a 5. I don't know, but I'm not a fanatic.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I certainly wouldn't want to sound like I'm that knowledgeable about this team. Like I think I said the other day, I know 4 or 5 names. Now it's like 7.
Mm-hmm, right.
But
you watch a couple matches. You know. Them.
Like I didn't know who Tyler Adams was before last week.
Okay.
But now I'm like super excited about Tyler Adams and really impressed. Poughkeepsie.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, cool. Yeah, I know he's been. You know, his commentary today was getting a lot of attention. So yeah.
But it is just like, oh.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, I wish the game were like 1 hour earlier so it'd be over.
Yeah.
And she's like, shut up. You are working at a sports station. You can watch the game and talk about it while it's happening. That's going to have to do, Mike.
Mm.
I thought that was fair. I thought I deserved that.
Well, Just be advised. Whatever a – I don't have that much practice celebrating these things as they happen live on the air. But if you want to find out what a $150 celebration sounds like, you'll see if the U.S. gets a second goal. that's where I'm at. Like, go U.S. Go U.S. I want you in the 16, but I could really use a second goal.
Oh, you have a bet.
Oh yeah, yeah. So there was
of course you have a bet.
There was shut up.
Of course.
I mean, I'm powerless to stop it. I mean, it's in my hand. It's what am I supposed to do? Like odds boost, two U.S. goals. Okay, fine.
Odds boost.
And that that offside, that goal that got called back on offside. There was some premature. Okay. Yeah.
If they win, we won't. If they 1-1. If they lose 1-1, we can rant about instant replay. And maybe every time we do 20 minutes or even 5 minutes on replay, maybe one person gets it that didn't get it before, how it's just the worst.
And that makes it worth it.
And that would make me feel good. Because most of the time when this comes up, I'm sort of faced with, how in the heck can you possibly say instant replay is bad? And I don't even want to go into it. You know, like, I don't even want to have the conversation. Because all anybody can ever do is just remember two things that have ever happened in sports that would have been wrong and were right. So therefore, we got to have instant replay on the levels of which just are unfathomable anymore. Like this play, this goal, just never looked offside, but I've got this mannequin sort of graphic where one guy's torso is just a smidge, not all of it, it's just a part of it, it's a smidge behind. I mean, no common sense anymore. But if they win, who cares? We'll just wait for the next opportunity.
Right. Yeah,
I am not keeping any secrets. I know people sometimes, it's an afternoon game, you want to be, I'm sorry. Like, maybe that'll cost me a bonus or something, but I can't, I will not be keeping any secrets about what happens in the second half.
I'm sorry. You got to know better than be anywhere where people, this is a huge game. And don't carry that.
I'm not apologizing for it. I'm just telling you up front. Yep. If you want to not know what happens in the second half, you know, you might not want to risk listening to our show. The second half is underway. It's U.S. 1, Iran 0 on a Pulisic goal on which he was injured. And we'll find out eventually how badly, but it might be bad. He's playing through it.
He came back. Is he in to start the half?
Yeah, he's playing through it.
He is not actually. Brendan Aaronson has been subbed on for Pulisic.
He was playing through it, and now he's not anymore playing through it. Thank you, Zach.
Okay.
All right. Is that a good choice?
Not bad. Him and Adams play together in the Premier League with Leeds.
Oh, Leeds. That can't be bad.
Go Leeds. I have a bet on Leeds.
Better than if he's on Trails. Same standard. If one person liked that, I'm happy. Who'd want to play for Trails?
Do I count?
Time for reverse AFC power rankings. Yes, you count. 16. Denver.
I'm absolutely willing to go Denver.
Denver.
Houston is they're tanking with style. Denver's just bad.
Yeah. I mean, Denver is, and their defense is good, and they're still terrible.
Did you see the stuff today from Hackett?
I saw one quote about how it's all good that they're arguing.
Oh, okay. I saw a follow-up to that, and the preamble, like, not the quote itself, but like the text of the tweet I saw referencing the quote said, Hackett indicates he's talked to Russ and smoothed things over, and then the quote is something along the lines of, he knows now that when you're losing 17-3 to Carolina, saying it's Russ time doesn't go over well with the team, or something along those lines. Like he's stalking around the sidelines, going like, "Okay, man, yeah, this is me, I got it." And the rest of the team is going like, "Dude, have you been here the last 12 weeks? You Russ blow. Like, stop saying it's your time. It's not your time. Your time was when you won with Seattle." Your time right now,
time's
this
up.
Time right now is my time, and you're killing my time.
They have earned 16 so beautifully.
Joe does his tiers, and he said Denver doesn't get to be long on a tier. He said they're in a non-tier, below all the tiers.
All right. Well, I wasn't prepared to go here, but I'm not. I'm certainly not going to. I'm not going to complain much at all.
I think Zach makes the right point. Like, Houston is just whatever. Denver, like, was really sort of supposed to be good, and it's this far into the season, and they cannot score 20 points. 15, Houston.
Houston, yeah, sure. The least controversial 15 ever there.
Congratulations to Houston.
Although we'll see how things unfold here in the coming weeks, if Indianapolis can learn how to tell time or not. Maybe they'll plummet even farther.
I could do an entire hour on that today. I'm up for it.
What would, like, I'm to an extent, I get, like, not. I was thinking, yeah, okay, you don't want to leave them anytime. You're at the 30 or whatever. Like, so, you know, you don't have to, you know, it's fine. You got the 3 timeouts. You haven't used one yet, but you got enough time. Time is not as much of a fact. But then the third down play, and then it just, oh my God. Yeah, it just, that was horrendous.
Look, 14, Indianapolis.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Sorry, that needed to be said. Yeah.
I don't know this guy personally, Saturday. Eric likes him. A lot of people I respect like him. And what a spot he's in. But you go, and he's a character in this play. You go bragging about, oh, I'm an offensive lineman, I don't need stats, and that sort of thing. You are going to look like a buffoon in a spot like that. You don't care about the strategy, you just want to get your hands dirty. And what professional sports team in this century has any use for that? Here they are still hiring guys like that. Look, I know, I'm saying it. Maybe this guy will grow and become more than that, than this stereotype. But it's like the best thing I could possibly be watching when you've got a guy who talks like that and this clown owner, and they don't know how to use their timeouts. Like, just how bad, how 20 years ago, my first day here, I said this. How is any team, Greg Williams, how is any team as bad as Greg Williams is? How does any NFL team not have a kid who could do it better telling the head coach when to use timeouts? And 20 years later, a team fires a smart guy with a guy that might be smart, but he's happy to tell you how clueless he is about strategy, and then that happens. Like, that just puts the biggest smile on my face. You deserve 100% of that embarrassment. I just hope you feel it. I guess that's not nice to say. I just hope you feel it.
I think he probably does. He's already said today that he, you know, regrets not using a timeout, in particular before the third down play.
It's so hard to know to call a timeout.
You can tell now, looking back at it, we were in disarray, I think.
Yeah, that's right. You know who did the same thing? This Campbell against the Bills did the same thing. It's like, what are timeouts? I've never heard of them. Just, well, he's got some clever phrases and big arms.
Yeah.
It's all you need to win games, I guess. What are their records? 13.
He's also, like, permanently squinting, he looks like to me.
I mean, which guy?
Saturday.
Oh.
He just looks, I don't know. It doesn't matter. That didn't need to be said.
I love that they lost. I love that they lost in that way.
Somebody's appearance. But
I have these fantasy teams. I've had a great year. We had a great week 12. It didn't even matter last night's game. I just drank wine the whole night and just enjoyed that particular failure. That's who you're listening to right now, somebody who would do that. Mm-hmm. 13. Ooh, this is interesting. Pittsburgh. Sound like they're good.
No, they're not.
12. Still 1-0 U.S. 53rd minute.
Jaguars, Raiders.
Las
Jaguars,
Vegas.
Flip a coin here.
I can't do the Jaguars. I didn't want them this low last week, and then they went and beat the Ravens. So that's not the pick. I'll say I like Vegas, right?
Okay.
11.
Browns?
It's
Browns or Jaguars, I think.
The only other team, Patriots Jets. Like the Patriots beat the Jets two times. So how can you put either too low for either of those teams?
I think so. Yeah, we'll see. I would roll on New England with you. I mean, because I don't think they're that good, and I think we're going to see that on Thursday. But you know, I don't want to end up on a bulletin board. But I think they outrank the teams that I already mentioned, the Browns and Jags. I think.
I'm not with you on this game. We'll talk about this later. The point spread scares me. Okay, Browns. Good?
Yep, okay.
10.
The Jags can go here.
Jaguars.
Trevor Lawrence finally looked elite, though.
Yeah,
like, he had his moment, finally.
Yeah.
They're not bad. They have only close losses. They have 7 of them, but they have only close losses. They lost by 10 at Arrowhead. That's their worst loss, I believe. They had the Eagles down 14-0. And in Philadelphia, and Lawrence fumbled 4 times. Like, that's some part luck. Anyway, I'll just keep stumping for them. 10 isn't terrible anyway. 9, especially for Jacksonville, might be the highest they've ever been on our list.
Patriots.
New England.
All right, it is written. You guys have already said it. I do not like that here because they have the 2 wins over the Jets. And I also think maybe the Chargers are still worse, but you guys have it. 2 votes. 8.
The Jets.
Jets.
Okay.
I do want to see Mike White, though, play that New England team.
So
not like a serious part of me.
It won't. The playoffs.
I won't.
It's going to happen.
But I want to see it happen.
Look, Minnesota is an interesting matchup for him. Like, if he puts up big yards again...
1 p.m. Kirk Cousins versus Mike White.
Yeah, like Minnesota.
Blockbuster.
Jets have a good defense, but Minnesota usually scores, so he's going to have to do it. And those receivers are so good. The Garrett Wilson, very interesting. All right, Jets are 8. They should be happy.
Oh, they're taking a lap.
We're 7-4.
What was that?
That was my Jets fan voice. We're 7-4. Angry Jets fan.
Don't,
who would be mad at power rankings voice.
Don't do that anymore.
No?
No.
Is that bad?
It wasn't good.
Okay. 7. Chargers. I accept that. I didn't practice it.
Chargers.
No one taught me how to do it. Chargers. 6.
Titans or Titans?
Baltimore.
Ooh. Tennessee. No, that I can't have that. Tennessee, 5.
Now Baltimore.
I'm with Zach there. Yeah, Baltimore.
Okay.
Until Greg Roman goes, the Ravens are always they're going to plateau. I always feel like that with them. There's no second level to his offenses.
That's a tough one here with Denver next. Like, how are they going to throw the ball? Denver does not get Surtain. Actually, I should slow down. Last couple of games. Teams have gotten him, but like DJ Moore did. Who was it the week before? Oh, Devontae Adams. But I just they make me so mad, Baltimore. Like, I don't understand how he's still there. I don't understand how they have to go to guys like Dez Bryant and DeSean Jackson to get receivers on that team. Like, just what are you doing? Yet they almost always win.
Yeah.
they almost always win. So scoreboard. All right. 4.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. I will put Miami above Cincinnati.
Okay.
3. Miami.
Sure.
2.
Bills. Buffalo.
Man, did you guys hear that? What a hurry these two are to put the Bills behind the Chiefs.
It's time, everyone knows. I've been posing all these years. I don't really like the Bills.
Is that what? That's, yeah. So in this one team's case, it's personal.
It's been a ruse.
We don't have, all right, so Kansas City won. There it is. The reverse AFC power rankings for week 13 is what we're heading to. We don't have Trista today. We will have, she's on vacation. We will have Sam Monson at 4, Sal at 5, Chad DeDominicis. Some hard saber questions, I think, are in order. And we'll talk to Chad at 6. Maybe he just heard me say that. Like, wait, am I the guy they call when they have hard questions? maybe. Take it as a compliment. I hope he does. So the Bills, 4.5, 43.5. What does that mean? 21.75 plus 2.25, 24 points. How does that sound? Is 24 points good?
No. No, I mean, if it wins them the game, I'll take it. But no, it's no.
Would you take it? That's the implied total.
In a win? Yeah.
No, not in a win, just in general. Would you take it on its own?
I might. Yeah, I might. 24, 20 could be, yeah, that's not a, I have a hard time believing New England is going to get much more than that. So maybe 24 would be enough.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know what to say. Like, I think that line, we've had this continuing... You tell me if you think I'm wrong here.
Okay.
We've had this nonstop... This continuation of the point spread and the Super Bowl odds reflecting an uber confidence in the Bills. Just like, oh, they have a snowstorm and they're not practicing and they're all sick and they're playing on the road instead. We don't care. Like, mm-hmm. You know, still, -8, whatever that game was. Oh, they have a short week after they're going back home and then they're coming back. We don't care. All their secondary is injured. We don't care. Like... The Bills still, that's how I read it anyway. Like, they were favored by, whatever, 9 in Detroit or whatever it was, and maybe it should have been 15. I don't know. But Detroit had a 3-game winning streak. The Bills had all this seeming adversity, and we don't care. 9. 4.5.
Well, New England is, I think, viewed as some degree of step up, fancy 3-game winning streak or not. The Lions are the Lions.
Okay.
New England at home in a night game. Their defense is getting a lot of credit right now. I think it's overrated, but they're getting it. So I think that that's reflected there. That's how I would explain that away. I don't know how good a job I'm doing of making it go away, but I think New England is getting respect that is going to blow up in their faces on Thursday. That's what I think is happening. I think they've put together a respectable season so far, and they're getting a lot of credit for shutting down Zach Wilson and Sam Ehlinger and some other your name here quarterbacks. I don't buy it. I think it's a sham. I think they're going to get on the field with this team, and they're not going to have an answer. That's what I expect.
That is what has happened in most previous meetings. When there's not a weather emergency, that is what has happened. Allen tears them up. He's really just kind of not doing that lately, though. You know? I mean, I know how that sounds. The standard is super high, though.
Yep.
And he's really not doing that. And the more stats and analysis I see, it reflects more and more concern about him or just them. and whether or even the coordinator. We should have like a whole big brainstorming session on the red zone stuff, because you know everybody can see how troubled they are finishing drives, and you know still they're scoring on such a high percentage of their drives, but you know it's what, 6 field goals against the Browns. We could do that. We could host a big brainstorming session on that. I don't know how many good answers or good ideas I would have.
I mean, play action is like that's the part of the seminar that I it wouldn't last long. Do it more. They're down almost 10% on the amount of play action they're using, and I think it's very impactful.
I don't need to tell you I will never be a football coach, but damn, if I were one, I would just be like, if you guys bite on a run fake against Buffalo, you're fired.
Right.
I would just go ahead and run it. Go see what you got. Go ahead and run Devin Singletary between your tackles and see what happens. If he scores, congrats. 803-0550, the number. All right. We've been in a lot of places already here. I'm nervous. I'm sitting here watching this game, and I'm like, I love how much I'm into it. I'm sure a lot of people are the same way, especially like real soccer fans. 63rd minute, still 1-0. What I'm seeing just while I'm trying to concentrate and talk and then look up every little bit is USA's had possession quite a lot here with the lead. It's not like they're under attack so much as Iran. Iran needs a tie. A tie probably advances them. So
it does.
You yes. might expect to see like just an onslaught from them. It hasn't really happened, it seems. Lines are open. We'll talk to Sam Monson, Sal Capaccio, Chad DeDominicis today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
You know, the feel that we have in this locker room, I think that's a testament to some of our core guys and our leaders here, where guys want to come back and play with this team. It always feels good when you got guys wanting to come back. We don't take that lightly here. We care about each other in this locker room. You know, it's a very family-like atmosphere, and I think that's what guys appreciate about it.
Josh Allen and the Bills, another Thursday game this week at New England. We will be here Thursday afternoon. I'm thinking like Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker, Bulldog.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you about this, but.
Well, we did. Did we have Joe on the day of the opener? I think we did. That was a Thursday. And I know we had Ross on during pregame at 5 o'clock at his normal time.
Yes.
For the Ram game. So, yeah, I've sort of thought that we would just do the same, provided Joe is available. He's been away for a couple weeks. And I haven't heard anything on Ross, so I'm assuming he's fine for this Thursday. But yeah, I would think that'll fit right into our pregame festivities.
Good. I look forward to it. Allen against the Patriots. How confident are you in him? In this game, in general? I've always kind of, not always, of course, but since like Josh Allen became Josh Allen, like, just trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still mostly there, but I said already, I think the spread reflects, for the maybe first time this year, some hesitation about what this team is and really what the offense is. The defense has been through so much injuries and such, and really the defense is going to move the line very often anyway. So I do think it's more about whether the Bills are the explosive team that made them the favorite, that everybody is familiar with. Von Miller being out is relevant. Like, that is not something that just doesn't mean anything.
And maybe so is Deion Dawkins. I mean, if he's
sure.
out,
sure.
is what I mean. I don't know. Has he been ruled out?
No.
Okay.
But he isn't
he's not practicing yet.
He's not
practicing, right. So, yeah, that could be Judon is leading the league in sacks. So that's something to keep in mind, I think, sure.
But Allen against the Patriots. Let's see what happened the last time. Oh, 5 touchdowns, 4 incompletions. 6 for 66 rushing, 308 yards, 47-17. Game before that.
Touchdown every time they had the ball.
Yeah. Game before that at New England last December. 30 for 47, 314-3. No picks. 12 for 64 on the ground. It's not Miami numbers, Allen in his career against the Patriots. There's also the rookie year where I think he was great against Miami anyway, but against New England, I mean, that was Brady and tougher.
Mm-hmm.
So not quite the same level of prowess for him against this team, but enough to make you feel good.
Yeah, yeah. I think all – to me, the line makes sense for, well, the reasons I've already stated. The Patriots' defense is getting a lot of run. And, you know, they got a winning record, and they've got a reputation, and it's Belichick and all that. And the Bills have not been their explosive selves here in a few weeks. So they add the, and Allen's been hurt and whatever. I don't know how much other injury stuff would be baked into that, but you know, Allen hasn't looked quite himself. So, like, I get it. I guess what I'm saying, my feeling is it's a get right spot. This team has not had answers for him and them on offense, and you know, no, I've not seen that with Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator. But I think this is a get right spot. National TV, if streaming is national TV, whatever, night game.
I'll give it to you.
I think it's you know, hey, we're still here, by the way. And if things fall right on Sunday, we could be the one seed again. So, like, that's the vibe I'm feeling. Hopefully they're through. I might be making a mistake, if I'm making one at all, in overlooking all the crap they had to go through the last 2 weeks. There still could be a layover of that. They were sick again this week, and they do have injuries. So there'll be challenges, I think. But I'm prepared to trust Allen in this offense to go give us some degree of the show that we've been getting when they've played Belichick the last few times. That's all there is. That's what I'm expecting.
Well, you're going to need some, probably going to need something close to that. It's a great opportunity for the Patriots. Like, the Patriots have kind of been, I would say, mostly not ignored, but not really taken that seriously over the course of the season. The loss of the Bears maybe was the one where they lost the Monday night home game to Chicago. Like, ugh. Like, they've had a couple of good days, but they have the game against the Jets that's 3-3, right, until the punt return to win the game. Just almost embarrassing.
That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yes. But here they sit, 6-5 at home. All, the same points about being on national TV, streaming, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a real opportunity here. And if they win, not only will, you know, less importantly, people give them some respect that maybe they haven't gotten, but they're, like, right in it if they win Thursday night, which, you know, is just talk. But I have just never had an easy time. This was me during the playoff game week, and certainly in previous meetings between the Bills and the Patriots, even with this sort of high-level Bills team. I've just never had an easy time taking the Patriots lightly. Just, get right. Get right for me is when you play the absolute worst teams. Detroit might have been get right, or Cleveland could have been get right. They really didn't get right. They won both games, but they really didn't get to a point where, like, okay, everybody's, I think, relaxed. Am I right in sort of characterizing the general feeling about the fans this way, that there's a little bit of concern now in the air that maybe hasn't been there this much?
I think so. I think so. I think, you know, you want, I think the bar has been set so high that, and you're playing two teams the last 2 weeks that, you know, what are their records, right? I mean, you can delve into, like, you know, we are inclined to do with all of the expert analysis and guests that we have on, you know, get into more of the matchups and what's their roster look like and all that kind of stuff. But I think most people just, like, look at they're 3-7. Oh, the Bills should kill this team. And then it's a 3-point game or whatever it is. Like, what's wrong? Why was that so hard? And, you know, I'm not dismissing that. I'm just telling you, I'm not worried about it. It's a long year, and you're not going to just beat everybody by 30. So that's it. I think there's time for them to get it together here and look more like the team they were in September. And I guess I'm saying I think it's going to start Thursday night.
Beat somebody by 30. Really, we're talking about Pittsburgh as the Bills having done that. That's the last time.
Right. It's been a while. Yep.
They've really sort of dominated. Green Bay looked like it could be that. Minnesota looked like it could be that. The Jet game never was that, which was almost shocking. Cleveland was really not quite that. They got down and they built a very comfortable lead, but never really sort of, like, dominated in the way. Mm-hmm. We saw them do that numerous times last year. The one score game point was in partnership with the fact that their wins were just all blowouts, really, or almost all blowouts last year. That was the thing. And this year, they have one score wins, which one person will say is good, is a good trait that they can win close games, but it's another would say, well, this game shouldn't have been that close, like the Browns or the Lions, but they were. 803-0550 if you want to call in. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Sam Monson of PFF in a little over 20 minutes. Sal and also Chad DeDominicis on the Sabres later today. 1-0 USA, 78th minute. Again, still looks like they have not controlled play, but certainly not been under siege by Iran.
Definitely not. I mean, in my amateur analysis, I would say that definitely not under siege. They've had, I think, the better of the play and maybe even the better chances, but have not been able to find their way to that second goal.
There was one good chance during our commercial break for Iran where the guy kicked back against the grain and missed top right corner. Maybe missed by more than I thought when they showed the replay from behind, like from overhead. But I was scared when he hit it. I thought it was a problem when he hit it.
Good thing you saw that, because I walked away for, I think I missed that place.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So I should be careful about saying they haven't given up much.
Yeah, you're waiting for that second goal.
That's pretty much all. I definitely don't want them to not give one up. I want to see them win. But, yeah, the second goal would be really pretty, pretty nice.
Here's the thing about this betting. So, I mean, you're betting every day, and you're not ashamed to say it.
No.
On all kinds of, the Mets or World Cup soccer, Olympic hockey, whatever's on, basically.
I don't think I need to tell people this, but it's like $10 to $20 a day. And I win enough to keep it sustainable. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not pouring money in there. It's been, to me, a sustainable model doing what I've been doing. Like, I took out a good amount of money in the summer, and what I've had to put back in, I'm still ahead. That's how I do it.
Good. So, you know me, and I think you'd be the same way, maybe at least mostly, where your heart doesn't really enter into it. Like, you don't like the Mets. Maybe you came to like the Mets because you were betting the Mets a lot.
Yeah.
But your heart doesn't really, like, if it's a Red Sox game, you might bet against the Red Sox because you think it's right to.
No, it's all to me just what's the number and what can I build it into that's worth doing.
Okay. So, like, would you bet against the Sabres?
Sure.
I have. There was one game, I don't remember right now which one it was. It was an afternoon game early in the season, and I bet on them to, like, lose by two goals or more, and they didn't. I lost the bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a one-goal loss, but whatever. Like, I lost. I would bet against the Sabres. I would bet against the Bills if I, sort of felt strongly about it. I could not have bet against the USA, though. Like, I thought about that. I looked at it, and I had no, like, confidence in anything about this game, but I'm like, I could not bet Iran. I did bet England. I did bet England, and that lost too. Against the U.S.
Against the U.S., okay.
Yes, and that lost too.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll make one bet a week, or two bets a week is all I'm doing. But I looked at that like, oh, Iran. No, I could not. This was an exception for me. This game was. I couldn't do it. I couldn't just sit here and want Iran to win.
Yeah.
Because of
$20. I never even had to think about it. I'm inclined to, I don't think I would have done it. I don't think I could have done it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too.
As it turns out, my bet is only on them scoring twice. It has nothing to do with the result of the game. But still, I would not have been able to bet against them. No, I don't think I would have been able to.
Okay, so this was an exception for us both.
Yeah.
Kind of, to the principle. It doesn't have to be, we're not afraid to bet against the teams we like.
No,
this
sure.
This one.
I don't think I've bet against the Bills since this started happening. I don't bet on them every week either, but I haven't bet against them. The Sabres, what's the number look like? That's it. That's it. Like, what kind of form are they in?
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
So, yeah, I've, I don't know, going back to last year when this all started, I probably have bet against the Sabres 10 times.
A bet on them last night would have seemed really nice.
Yes.
For a while. You've probably gotten good odds and felt very confident in winning, but it didn't turn out that way. We'll talk about them as we continue. Sam Monson, PFF, Sal Capaccio with the latest injuries and a look ahead to Thursday night. 1-0 USA over Iran at the World Cup. 83rd minute, Iran came a little bit close just now, but the goalie came through. The keeper, Walker? Matt Walker?
Yes, Matt Walker.
All right, nailed it. We'll keep watching this and keep talking. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for being with us. 90th minute, 1-0 USA over Iran at the World Cup. Win and you're through to the next round, the elimination stage. Netherlands, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Saturday, 10 a.m. Yeah, round of 16, knockout phase, whatever they that's
called. Knockout phase, that's what I wanted.
Stage, knockout stage.
Knockout stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Stage over phase.
Yes.
So I said already, and Bulldog said, oh my God, of course, yes. If there's a goal in this game, you're going to, and you're listening to us, you're going to hear about it from us. Like, this is not one where we're like, okay, everybody, we're not going to talk about this game because some people are driving around and they don't want us to spoil it. And you're like, you know, these days that's less of a thing, but it's still sometimes like it has. Yeah. You have to do it. You have to try.
Surely somebody out there that loves this sport and loves this team is working or whatever. It could be listening to us driving around right now and is DVRing this. And like I shouldn't keep talking to them. They probably turned us off already.
Like Star isn't putting this game on over Christmas songs.
No.
So there's really, you know, you want to hear people talk about sports. You know, but that's not the best way to experience it. You'd rather be sitting, you know, at home or at a bar or whatever. You don't want to have it spoiled. It would be, it also, you would be having the event spoiled by me because you are like a minute behind.
Yes. Yes. Every time you say, it's almost exactly that. In fact, during the commercial break, the last good chance or chances the U.S. had happened, and I made some noise, and then I quickly apologized to Zach. Said, like, I'm sorry, I'm a minute behind you.
Yeah,
you already saw what I just reacted to.
What you're seeing while we're on, not in a break, but while we're on like this, what you're seeing isn't really of much use to you because if a goal had been scored in the last minute, I would have already mentioned it.
You would have already told. Yes, and that would be if the U.S. scored, obviously that would be welcome news.
So you can relax for at least a minute.
Yeah,
from any given moment, you can relax for a minute.
I'm wondering how I'm going to get through. I have a live spot to do. I'm watching during the next break. And those are on my iPad, and I'm watching this game on my iPad. So I'm going to go a little box in the corner while I'm doing the ad.
All right, good luck.
Yeah,
I saw a tweet from my friend Theo Greminger, who I know from fantasy, but he also is an avid U.S. soccer fan, that every player in the starting lineup for the States today plays in Europe. And I know I've heard, you know, at least somewhat seriously over the years with the World Cup and the national team, that there's a bias toward players who play in MLS. But maybe not, because and their two top subs, according to Theo, all play professionally in Europe. And you guys mentioned the one guy from Leeds already who went in for Pulisic. Pulisic, so when I was announcer for the Buffalo Blizzard, his father played for Harrisburg in the, what was it called? Indoor soccer. He played for Harrisburg.
The
NPSL?
NPSL, yeah, maybe. Right. The Missile was before that. That was the Stallions. The Blizzard was a different thing.
So my first game announcing for the Blizzard was in Harrisburg. And was it Mark Pulisic, maybe? Christian Pulisic's father was on that team, the Harrisburg Heat. And so like Pulisic is from Hershey. That was like 97. How old is Pulisic? Just about, would be right around when he was born, 97. And my story about that experience was driving there with the printed out directions, looking for the State Farm Show Arena in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I got close, and I don't have, it's not easy. Like you've got, I'm alone and I've got just all a piece of paper with directions on it. And I'm trying to find the State Farm Show Arena and I'm looking for the State Farm logo, right? I'm looking for,
Yeah.
And then it hit me. No. This is the State Farm Show Arena. It's not sponsored. Yeah. It's not a naming rights thing. It's an arena with horses in it.
Right. Not the logo you were looking for.
No, right. So that's where the game was. They have a little arena within this major complex and, you know, like horse shows and stuff. So that's how I remember that experience that night. Sam Monson of PFF coming up. U.S. trying to hold the lead and advance at the World Cup. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.